One of the things that I noticed in this, Elaine, is that this will put employees into about 150 square feet per employee. What makes the 150 number the magic number for employees?
Well, we look at the overall utilization for all of our government agencies, and we have an average right now across our portfolio of about 247 square feet per person, particularly for those that are moving into this location. So that's a fairly significant reduction in overall square feet for this location. And it really is showing the State Department's willingness to work with us to comply with the President's directive for federal agencies to reduce their workspace overall.
That's about five employees in the new space fitting into the same space as three employees took up in the old space, according to my math. That sounds like a pretty substantial savings if you extrapolate that out over the entire federal portfolio.
And that's our overall goal, obviously, is to work with all of our agencies that we have as our clients to help them reduce their use of square feet overall, but that doesn't mean that we're making them more inefficient. We're trying to make the use of their space more efficient and much more collaborative for their employees and the agencies overall.
When you work with a government client, what do you need them to bring to you when you're talking about a new space or consolidating a space they have now, and what do you offer them to be able to help them make decisions?
Well, the first thing we do when we're looking with our government clients is look at how they're currently using their space. So we need to have a fairly decent understanding of, you know, how the employees are, you know, working on a regular basis. Do they have any sort of mobile work or telework policies that they have in place? Or how can we help them potentially implement that? Then secondarily, we look at what their overall mission is and make sure that, you know, we're going to be looking at space that really is conducive and enhancing their mission. So we have to look at it from a broad perspective. And then as we move forward with them, you know, we get down into very specifics as to which groups need to be next to each other, which groups work well together. There's just a number of factors that we look at when we're looking at how we help design space that can accommodate somebody. And as we look across the board now from the federal government perspective, we really are looking at how agencies can implement better telework and mobile policies. And, you know, some of that's driven by their technology and their access to technology, as well as, you know, different furniture designs. You know, we're moving away from high-walled offices and heavy use of high-walled cubicles to more open plan and open floor environments.
I had a chance to go through the GSA headquarters in NoMa not too long ago and saw how you're setting up the hoteling concept there. Is that something that other agencies are expressing interest in, or is that still kind of on the edge of what they're willing to do at this point?
Well, I would say on the hoteling piece, it really does depend directly on the mission of each agency. There are some agencies where hoteling just isn't going to work due to their mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then other agencies that tend to be like, you know, that are like the GSA that, you know, maybe more in the office, hoteling does become an option. So we really, again, we have to look at, you know, what's the overall mission of an agency and work with them to do that. But we have a number of agencies that are, you know, testing and piloting hotels in their, you know, hoteling space in their own locations today as well.
I want to go back to the 247 per square feet per person versus 150 issue for just a second. Are agencies aware even that that is a place that there is potential savings, or is this something that you're doing that you're kind of still in the education process about saying, hey, here's an opportunity for you if you need to shrink some budget?
You know, I think it's a combination of both. The, you know, agencies are becoming more aware of what that looks like overall because they're looking at what their budgets are, you know, looking like for this year and going forward in terms of, you know, how those budgets have been reduced. Real estate tends to be one of the higher costs, and so they're looking at it across the board, you know, from their overall perspective to see where they can, you know, trim costs that make sense.
The other piece of this that I am seeing at various agencies, and I don't know if it was in play at the State Department, certainly as a GSA, is a consolidation effort where you have people in various locations locations, especially Washington bureaus, you know, where you might have folks in a number of different locations around the Beltway, trying to get them all into one combined location. Is that something that agencies are also expressing interest in right now?
Absolutely. As you're aware, you know, we obviously house a number of, you know, headquarters facilities here in the Washington, D.C. region. But unfortunately, we can't house those all in federal buildings, so we have a number of leased locations for these, you know, different agencies. And so anytime one of those leases is coming up for expiration, we're looking as best we can across the portfolio for that agency to see where we might have additional consolidation opportunities to present, you know, long-term savings for the agency.